Hello, dear grandchildren. Thank you for being here. Those of you who follow this podcast faithfully, and I know there are many of you, may be wondering what happened in the last new moon on March 10th when no new podcast for the Grandmother Stories was published. And here you are again on this full moon, perhaps wondering if I will be here this time to bring you the next of the six-part episodes I've been promising you since January. Well, I am here, and I want to tell you something. Dear grandchildren, something momentous happened in my last published podcast episode, and it was a game changer. I'm still processing what that means, and now here we are at another full moon, and I find myself needing to tell you what is happening. So I'm here to explain the following three things for you. First, the game changer. Second, how the game changer has shifted everything. And third, what it means for this podcast, for me, and by extension, what it means for you, my dearest grandchildren and treasured listeners. Number one, the game changer. I know I have told you before that in the writing of these episodes, I'm often submerged in the world I'm telling you about. It is like sitting in the middle of the action and just capturing what is happening the best way I can so that I can share it with you. Well, while writing the last episode, which is technically episode number 27, but also the fourth part of the six-part series called When Worlds End, I experienced something that went way beyond the experience of simply being submerged in that world. I had a moment of gnosis, of knowing, and it kind of blew my world apart. I captured it in words and then with my voice for you the best way I could, but even in the writing and the telling, I knew there would be no way to truly capture the depth and the breadth and the height of this experience, except maybe to tell you about the impact it has had on me and how it has forced me to put down all my tools until the reverberations of what it is still doing with me and for me and through me will somehow allow me to continue on with this series, with this podcast, and with the rest of the stories that are waiting to be told. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself because this last part may be taking us into the territory of the second thing I wanted to tell you, the part about how it has shifted everything. So hold that thought. The first thing, the game changer itself, was this moment. Standing in the middle of the ancient grove of oak in the wood chant, which is situated in the original old-growth forest in the heart of ancient Ireland. Standing with the dozens of farseers and landsingers and lawkeepers and star cousins, with kings and queens and their advisors. Standing with these ancient ones who are in fact all the royalty and all the celebrated denizens of the ancient druidic world. Just that part alone makes this moment a jaw-dropping experience. But then, to witness the magic that happens in this moment, the kind of magic that speaks to a singular and dire moment in the entire history of this world, the kind of magic that only appears when it is well and truly needed. So stand with me here again, just for a moment, and watch this unfold with me. You and I, standing here, are witnessing what happens when we stand with people this profoundly linked to their land and to each other, standing fully present and merged with the landscape. And oh, what a landscape! Our feet, like those of all present, are bare. The hilltop is ringed with massive oak trees, their canopies towering above us, their roots interlaced in a vast network below our feet. This ancient oak grove, where long generations before us have connected with each other and with the energies here, is alive with the potency of the deepest magic fathomable. This is the magic of the unbroken and fully intact skin of the earth, her land teeming with life and with networks within networks within networks, as trees and canopies and roots and pathways and communities stretch across every available particle of this magnificent world. The land is linked with the trees and the animals and the rocks, the rivers and the winds, and even the very flames that can be seen from hilltop to hilltop as the bonfires are lit during the high celebration days in every year. And these layers and levels of connection are themselves linked in a new way, in this one moment, among these aware and intuitive and powerful people gathered here in the wood chant. You and I are watching, thrilled as songs and chanting give way to the brilliance of the colors that begin to shine through each of the people standing here. Watching as colors are being woven above everyone's heads, how those colors transformed into the appearance of an incredibly complex holographic sphere. Now, in the last episode, I called it the Sphere of Doré, or Dora, which is technically the sphere of the grove, since Dora means grove in Irish. Stay with me now, because this is the game changer, and at the risk of repeating some of what I've told you in the last episode, this is my attempt to explain it to you. Because we're standing here, watching this sphere take shape, we are witnessing a true energetic masterpiece that holds all the sacred geometries of the universe within it. Except this sphere is more than a Fibonacci spiral, more than the flower of life, and more than the sum total of all the sacred geometric formulae we could possibly study in our entire lifetimes. This sphere is filled with beings and elements and animals all chasing each other and coming to the same exact point in an ever-evolving equation. This sphere is the living book of Kells, the original Celtic knot, a living, moving symphony of light and sound and knowledge and wisdom captured in a glowing glimpse of majestic color and image and vibration and attunement. I am finding it impossible to properly describe to you the immensity of this moment. There is so much more to be said. But there you have it. That's the game changer. Number two. Impact of the game changer, which brings me to the second thing I need to tell you. I am also finding it impossible to fully move forward, to describe what comes next in this story, because I find that this image and this moment is still echoing through all my being, and I am enwrapped and unwilling to turn away, because there is a sense this moment still has so much more to show. And it is waiting for me patiently to wait with it until it reveals what it needs to reveal. So, although I am going through my days and waking and rising and even writing other things, including another story that's currently blowing through my soul with an intensity that means I can but hold on and let it flow. Small aside here, it's called Tree Magic and it's being posted chapter by chapter on Substack. Well, aside from that writing, there seems to be no sign of the next episode for this podcast on the horizon until this revelation truly and fully comes through. Now, I haven't lost the plot entirely. This six-part series is exploring both why and how this culture spent the last of its resources to ensure its knowledge would survive its end. And in the final two parts in this series, we are going to see how these ancient ones accomplished these two things, how they poured their wisdom into the land, and how they poured it into their bones and into their souls. So the story is still on its way. But first, I need to go to Ireland, which brings me to the third thing I need to tell you. Three, what this means. So, what comes next then for this podcast and for you, dear grandchildren, my treasured listeners? Well, first, I am actually going to Ireland in May. Second, I am hearing from my guides that the story will not come through for me before then, And so I am putting the last two episodes in hiatus until my return from Ireland. There will be a lot more to tell you, and the story will find better resonance sometime around the middle to the end of June. And third, because I am not seeing what else can be told in these podcasts except to give you updates about my journey, I need to ask you a question. Dear grandchildren, this is a huge departure from the Grandmother Stories podcast you signed up for, and I need to know which you would rather see. A, a full hiatus, where the Grandmother Stories returns in June 2024 with ongoing episodes, including the last two episodes of this six-part series, When Worlds End. Or B, continuing updates on the new moons and on the full moons from the writer of this podcast as I journey to Ireland and I share my experiences along the way until further stories reveal themselves to me. There are two ways for you to respond to me with your answer, whether you choose A or B. First, you can email me, sending your message to grandmother@thegrandmotherstories.com. Or you can fill out the survey posted on my Stone Song Wisdom Substack page. This survey will be active only until March 31st, so don't hesitate to let me know what you think. Feel free to give me any other feedback you'd like to send too. I'm always grateful to hear from you. And with that said, thank you for following along with me to this point. I will be seeing you sometime in June, either after a break or after having brought you some updates. And I will let you know on my webpage at thegrandmotherstories.com. I will also send an email out to my subscribers and let you know what the outcome is from that survey. So again, A, full hiatus. B, continuing updates. Either send a message to the Grandmother Stories, to grandmother@thegrandmotherstories.com email, or you fill out the survey on my Stone Song Wisdom Substack page. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.